Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Monday podcast, and therefore is the longer of the two podcasts that we put out every week. We're aiming to increase our listenership. That means the number of people who listen to us this year in 2019. So help us out by telling other people about Adept English and how it can help you improve your English. And today specifically, Adept English answers the question, how to improve English pronunciation? So, how to improve English pronunciation? Well, why don't we discuss some tips for pronunciation practice and then go with some examples and exercises so that you can try it out, have a go. So, I've produced podcasts previously on how to improve your English pronunciation. There was one back in November last year which focused on the different stresses that you might put on words, like present or present. So the stress changes the meaning. That's really important in English, and it may be something that you don't notice easily as an English language learner. There was another podcast back in September in which I talked about those difficult THR words and STR words. So focusing on words where there are several letters together. And another podcast from February 2018 gave you some practice at English sentences. So opportunity to repeat after me, like we do on course one. It's likely in the future that I'll do a whole course for you to buy on how to improve your English pronunciation, because it's something that people struggle with. Let us know if you think that is a good idea. But for now, how about we do some pronunciation sentences again? If you're someone who is good at understanding, so you can easily understand the podcasts and most of what I'm saying now, but the problem comes when it's time to speak, then this is a good way of bridging the gap between listening and understanding and pronouncing and speaking. So let's take a paragraph of text. This one is from a Sunday newspaper in the UK. So this is Jeremy Clarkson writing in the Sunday Times, dated January 20th, 2019. You might know Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear. Well, here he's writing about a suggestion in some research that the middle classes in the UK are helping bees by having lovely gardens. And thereby, there's also a suggestion that working class people don't have nice gardens. The whole thing is what we call tongue in cheek. That means Jeremy Clarkson is not being entirely serious, and it's intended to make you smile. So he's talking here about his experience of gardening and how he's middle class, but he just doesn't get it. So he says, gardening, I'm afraid, is not an option because I don't understand it. I go sometimes to my local garden centre and all you can buy is a plastic pot full of mud with a dead twig sticking out of it. And when you look at the label, it's always in Latin. I have occasionally bought one of these twigs and taken it home. And a year later, when it's still a twig, I've put it in the bin. And occasionally some working class person will come round and explain that it needed more sunshine or less, or that I've given it too much water or not enough. the end result is always the same. It stays dead. So just some vocabulary to help you. And this is what I do on course one so that you can understand the material. A garden is the bit of land outside your house where you might grow flowers or vegetables. And gardening comes from the verb to garden, which means to look after a garden. So gardening is a noun. It's the activity of making a garden. I'm afraid. It's just a polite British English thing that we say. It's a phrase which means I'm about to disappoint you. You have expectations that I'm not going to meet. And when he says not an option, it means it's not a choice. So gardening, I'm afraid, is not an option. He says, I sometimes go to my local garden centre. Well, that's the shop where you buy plants, and local just means it's nearby. A plastic pot full of mud with a twig sticking out of it is his description of the plants that you can buy there. What plants grow in plastic pots is usually called compost, but he uses the word mud here to emphasise that he doesn't understand gardening. Mud, M-U-D, is what you find in a field full of cows, or it's stuck to your boots when you've been for a walk. And the plant is a twig. A twig is a little branch, a dead-looking thing, which is, of course, how many plants look in the winter when they have no leaves. If you're a gardener, you know that that little dead-looking twig can become something quite beautiful with leaves and flowers on it in the spring or summer, and that the label written in Latin tells you what it will look like. So Jeremy Clarkson goes on to say, I have occasionally bought one of these twigs and taken it home, and a year later, when it's still a twig, I put it in the bin. So presumably what's actually happened, at some point the plant has died, but Jeremy Clarkson here is saying that he'd have been more surprised if something else had happened. He thought it was dead from the start, so he just throws it away. He writes as though it was a con, a trick. He was sold a twig in a pot. And then he writes ironically that it's sometimes been a working class person who explains to him what the plant needed, why it died, how it needed more sunshine or more water. Ironically just means that this is the opposite to your expectation, given the research that he's writing about, which suggests that only middle-class people understand gardening. So now you've more understanding of that short piece of writing, yet let's use some of Jeremy Clarkson's sentences for how to improve English pronunciation. So I'll say the sentence three times to give you practice, and I'll leave a space in between for you to repeat it. Here goes. Gardening, I'm afraid, is not an option because I don't understand it. Gardening, I'm afraid, is not an option because I don't understand it. Gardening, I'm afraid, is not an option because I don't understand it. I go sometimes to my local garden centre, and all you can buy is a plastic pot full of mud with a dead twig sticking out of it. Let's break that one down. I go sometimes to my local garden centre, and all you can buy is a plastic pot full of mud. With a dead twig sticking out of it. So altogether, I go sometimes to my local garden centre, and all you can buy is a plastic pot full of mud with a dead twig sticking out of it. And when you look at the label, it's always in Latin. And when you look at the label, it's always in Latin. And when you look at the label, it's always in Latin. Another long one. I have occasionally bought one of these twigs and taken it home. And a year later, when it's still a twig, I've put it in the bin. Let's break that one down. I have occasionally bought one of these twigs and taken it home. And a year later, when it's still a twig, I've put it in the bin. I have occasionally bought one of these twigs and taken it home. And a year later, when it's still a twig, I've put it in the bin. And finally, someone will come round and explain that it needed more sunshine or less, or that I've given it too much water or not enough. Let's break that one down. Someone will come round and explain that it needed more sunshine or less. Or that I've given it too much water or not enough. Last one, all together. Someone will come round and explain that it needed more sunshine or less, or that I've given it too much water or not enough. Okay, so there's a little bit of practice on how to improve your English pronunciation. And a little demonstration of how part of our course one works. So my suggestion is that you repeat your listening to this podcast so that you can understand the written piece by Jeremy Clarkson without needing to think about it. So use my vocabulary section to help you with that. And then practice repeating the phrases after me to help with your English pronunciation. You could even record yourself doing it so you can compare what you sound like with what I sound like. Okay, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.